بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver. Last week we explained and emphasized the importance of purifying our souls, of cleansing our souls from all the spiritual maladies that we have in our souls. And this is the effort that the ulama have termed as tazkiyah. Allah talks about tazkiyah in the Quran. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَ. Successful is that person who has purified his soul. And we explain the importance of making this mujahada against our nafs, our egos. And I mentioned the couplet of Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, who has mentioned that this ego is like a ladder that we climb and eventually we fall from that ladder. And the more higher we climb, the more harder the person falls. So this ego and this passion that we have, we have to curb these tendencies that we have. The heart becomes black through guna, through sin, until the entire heart, the spiritual heart, becomes engulfed. And therefore, we have to keep on scrubbing out all this filth that accumulates on our heart, the stubborn stains that remain on the heart. And this is an effort till we leave this world successfully. So the importance of tazkiyah in every believer's life, it is highly emphasized in the Sharia, and a person has to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a clean heart, a qalbun salim, free from shirk, kufr, bid'ah, nifaq, hasad, anger, pride, enmity, the various different maladies that we have, a thing like hasad, jealousy, it eats up, it consumes the person's good deeds. All the good deeds that we do, it just begins to consume the good deeds, just like how fire burns wood. Person has an atom's weight of pride, the hadith is, he shall not enter Jannah. Ulama explained, he won't enter Jannah when everybody else enters Jannah initially in the beginning. After he gets taqheer, he is purified from the sin by being punished in Jahannam, Allah protect us. Then ultimately he goes into Jannah because of his iman. But who wants to go to Jahannam? Therefore we have to purify our souls in this world. We are human beings, we make mistakes, we err, we blunder. And Allah has kept the door of Tawbah open. So respected friends and elders, this tazkiyah is extremely important. We have to cleanse our hearts. We don't realize sometimes we make ghiba, or we say something, or we become angry, or love of dunya comes in our heart, or love of a haram woman or haram man, and the illicit relationship, we don't realize the damage it does to the spiritual heart. We continue our lives, but the effect of that will make us feel very away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We won't enjoy our ibadah. The zikrullah we make, we won't enjoy it. The tilawat of the Quran, in fact, many times Allah deprives the person then of even ta'at and salihat and good deeds. Because now he begins to follow the footsteps of shaitan, and as I mentioned last week, ghaflat becomes heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no khawf of Allah ta'ala. There is no worry and concern about a day of reckoning. There is no question of hisab in his life. He doesn't care about muhasabah. He does not make muraqabah. He does not take stock of his life. There is no shock of going into Jannah, into paradise. So all these things come out of his life. And what happens when ghaflat sets in? Then he lives his life very carefree. And therefore the effort of tazkiyah is to now liberate ourselves from the shackles of this nafs, the evil or the egos that we have. And the very first thing, the guidelines ulama and scholars and mashayikh have laid out, is a person must be genuine, he must be sincere, And he must be make a firm, strong intention, a resolution. That, oh Allah, I want to purify my heart. Until a person does not make that genuine intention, then he will sit in gatherings and he will continue his life. And Allah forbid, nothing will change in his life. There will never be a spiritual reformation in his life. There won't be any islah taking place. He won't be making concerted efforts towards moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be deprived of the marifat of Allah, the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The azamat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah will not come into his heart. Yaqeen in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the power and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these things will not come into his heart. Perhaps he may perform a few rituals and continue with everybody else. But he will leave this world without gaining the pleasure of Allah or the real love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the very first thing the person must sit down, reflect, ponder and realize that I need to spiritually detox my soul. I need to undergo the spiritual reformation, the islah. And it's not just one day effort. Ulama have explained the effort and the struggle between ourselves and our nafs, the nafs-e ammara. It is like a kushti in Urdu, which means a wrestling match. Kabhi wo dabale, kabhi tu dabale. Sometimes the nafs has the upper hand and becomes dominant and pulls you onto the ground. You become maghloob, and other times you have dominance over your nafs. So it's a continual fight against our nafs until we reach the stage of mutma'inna, where a person now does ta'at, salihat, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gains the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is pleased with him. And therefore last week I mentioned something very important. It is only the fadl of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, and the mashiyat of Allah, that Allah enables us to spiritually cleanse ourselves. وَلَوْلَا فَضُّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. So therefore, the very first thing is, a person must be sincere. I want to really now remove the filter that I have that comes onto my heart. And the second thing, he must make sincere tawbah and istighfar. For all the past sins that he has committed, he must show that nadamat, that remorse, that wallah, I did these things in my life. And how long I'm going to continue in this way? My heart has become heavy. I can feel that I'm not enjoying closeness and bond with you, O my Allah. So when he makes his tawbah, now he's moving in the correct direction. And when it comes to huququl ibad, you have taken away, you serve the rights of people. Whether it was somebody's wealth, property, or a person, or you hurt somebody's feelings, we have to make amends. People would come to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayhi to take bayat, and he will ask them, do you owe any person any money? And the person says, yeah, I've got some debts. He will tell him, go clear your debts first, and then you come to take bayat. People who had made zulam on others, and they usurped the rights of others, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi will send them back, go and make amends and ask those people for maaf, or repay them, and then you come back. So the whole effort is to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the condition that Allah is pleased with us. And because we become so caught up in the dunya, we forget. And we become ghafil, and we do not make any effort on our heart. So therefore, respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters, first thing is we make a genuine intention, and secondly, we make tawbah istighfar. And the third thing is huququl ibad, whatever rights of people we have taken, Start making amends. Then we need a guide. In anything, we need somebody to guide us. So we need some mentor, a person who has got knowledge, an alim, who has got sound dini knowledge, and who has had some suhbat of some sheikh, and he's got ijazah also from the sheikh. Of course, this does not mean the person now claims to be a wali of Allah, and he claims to be a very learned person, no. In his company, a person is reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's reminded of Jannah and of Jahannam. In other words, he is made closer to Jannah. He begins to desire Jannah. And in this person's company, he is reminded of Jahannam and he fears Jahannam. So this is a sign that the person who he is taking as a guide, he must be a person who's sincere, genuine. He has sound knowledge. He has ijazah from some person who, in whose company he may have spent some time. And in his company, a person is made closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his company, a person realizes, I have to change my life. I need to make tawbah, istighfar. I need to shed those tears of nadamat. In many people in this world who have got Islamic knowledge, Allah forgive us, we are weak people. But it does not mean necessarily this person is now going to guide you towards the path of Jannah. So a person has to select the right guide, the right mentor. But as I said, first a person has to make tawbah, istighfar, you must be genuine. Create the thirst, and then search for water. A person who's not thirsty, there's no question of him becoming quenched then. So we've got to create the thirst and look and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. You hear me making this dua many times and many ulama make this dua. It is the masnoon dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa Allah grant our souls its taqwa, its piety. Wa zakkiha, oh Allah, purify our souls. So we're begging Allah Ta'ala to purify us. So a person has to make genuine dua. Wallah, you make my islah. You help me, my Allah. Allah, may bohat kamzor hu. How long I'm going to live in this world without purifying myself? And then mashayikh and ulama have said, the time is running out. Time is against us. The abundant water is now flowing away. Ulama have come into this world, mashayikh have come, and many, many have passed on. And we find recently also many of them have left this dunya. So time is against us. Abundant water was available. We did not take our jugs and dip our jug into that water. And we lost out and the water flows away. Remember, a person who's genuine, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the person who is going to be guiding him come closer to him. Like they say, it is not only the thirsty person who seeks the water, but the water also seeks the thirsty person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an easy nizam for us. Until we're not genuine, time will pass away, our lives will go wasted. And we still have so much of maladies in our heart. You know, you find the books of ahadith, different chapters sometimes is talking about Babu Dhammil Kibr. That kibr, pride, it is reprehensible. It is abhorred by Sharia. Sometimes it is about jealousy. Sometimes it is about bughd and adawat and shahna. Sometimes it is about love. Sometimes it is about casting lustful glances. Illicit relationship, zina, riba, all these things, they are corroding our lives, our spiritual heart. So we go to seek the right person. And then after that, a lot of dhikrullah. Of course, that mentor, that sheikh, that guide will guide us how much of dhikr we should make. It's not just taking a tasbih now on our own, because we do not know what tasbih to make, how much to make. So the person will guide us. And after making dhikrullah, and dhikrullah is every single day, all these things purify the heart. Everything has a saqala, a polish, and the polish of the heart is dhikrullah. So respected friends and elders, sometimes that person who is guiding us, he may reprimand us, and he does that in good faith. When a person loves somebody, like you love your child, your grandchild, and the grandchild is now going to fall over a wall or something. So you quickly go and you reprimand the child that not to sit on the wall, you'll fall just now, you'll get hurt. You're reprimanding the child because you love the child. So similar, the person loves that person who is now place his hand into his hand to guide him. And he has to be genuine, he has to be sincere. He must not be, his nazar must not be, and his gaze must not be on the pockets of people, on their money. That this person becomes a disciple or murid, and now I can start getting a lot of money from him. Allah protect all of us. So sometimes you'll be reprimanded in all good faith. Allah Jalaluddin Rumi Ramadan mentioned, with every rub, if you're going to become irritated, then when can your mirror ever become polished? With every rub, you're going to become irritated. Then the mirror of your heart can never become polished. So respected friends and elders, then we have to stay in good company all the time. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned very important thing in the guidelines for tazkiyah. He says the first thing, as I mentioned, a person has to find the right and suitable person who will guide him. There must be compatibility, there must be munasabat. And in the absence of such a person, we cannot find a person. We tried desperately, we just couldn't find the person who we can have munasabat with. So then the person must find a close friend who is sincere. And the important condition is a sincere, genuine friend. Who is a khairkhah. He makes his khairkhai. He is nasih. And he genuinely has love for you. So you ask him, by any faults you see in my life, please correct me. So then if the person points out a fault, we must reflect and try and change that fault that we have and get rid of it. And in the absence of such a person, then he says, you must look at your adversaries, your enemy, and listen to them. If they pick on any fault of yours, or if they accuse you of anything, then don't just become angry. Ponder, reflect, genuinely, sincerely. Oh Allah, yes, I do have this fault in my life. I did not realize. It took my enemy to pick this fault on me. And then when he picks on your fault, then you must change your life. And you must work and make mujahada on that fault and get rid of that sin that you are committing. And in the event there's no enemy who picks on your faults also, then if you see some weakness in another Muslim brother, some munkar in him, then you are going to now nicely advise him not to do that evil. But before you do that, just check yourself. Do I also have this weakness? Or I am free from this particular weakness or not? So then again, you're going to reflect that before I'm going to correct somebody else, let me correct myself. Do I have this weakness in my life? Yes or no? So four things he has mentioned, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi. You find a correct, suitable mentor. Number two, you ask a close friend to guide you, to pick on your faults, to correct you. Number three, if your enemy has to pick on your fault, then ponder and reflect and see genuinely, yes, I got this fault, so I must change. And the fourth one, if you're going to correct somebody else, you see a weakness in somebody else, then firstly, reflect in your own life, and if you are also guilty of it, then you must change that and remove that from your life. So respected friends and elders, time has gone very short now. After Isha is late. The importance of tazkiyah has been emphasized in Sharia. Mashayikh are making effort. So let us not lose out. Take our jugs and put it into that flowing water so that we may become fruitful and we may become the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So zikrullah, good company, and very, very important, just as a start, that let us establish our salah. And for those salah that we have missed in our life, whatever salah we missed out for that number of years, start making the qada of those salat. When the moment we start establishing our salah, our five daily salah, a woman folk, roll out that musalla. Sit on that musalla. Don't be hasty. Don't rush. Just salah and finish. Ponder. Take your tasbih. Make dhikr of Allah. Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The men folk, we come to the masjid. Beautiful time we have. before Adhan, after Adhan, before the Jamaat, even after Salah. Connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must enjoy the atmosphere in the masjid. So again, we are connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with zikrullah, tilawat of the Quran, in good company. And ulama mentioned two things which are extremely disastrous and which are actually obstacles and impediments in this road of tazkiyah, and that is hubbi jah and hubbi mal. Love for fame and love for wealth. And this we have explained so many times previously, inshallah some other occasion. Hubbi jah, always worried about fame and name. Person has vanity, has pride, that I'm the best and everybody must only look up to me. In every occasion, he wants his name to be there. And the other one is love for wealth. That a person just wants to amass wealth, become richer and richer and richer. And what happens? His whole life is consumed just chasing these two things, which are very, very disastrous and become an impediment in the person reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant me tawfiq, grant you tawfiq of seeking the right person who will guide us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will show us the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Yusayyidu al-Sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا الله forgive us all of our sins يا الله يا الله cleanse and purify our hearts my Allah يا الله we have committed too many sins my Allah major sins minor sins knowingly unknowingly my Allah يا الله هم نادم ہیں ہم شرمندہ ہیں يا الله forgive us my Allah our hearts have become heavy my Allah our souls have become corroded with evil my Allah يا الله with maladies spiritual maladies my Allah there's pride and anger and jealousy in our hearts Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, grant us all qalbi salim, my Allah. Give us a pure heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a pure heart, my Allah. Give us pure life, my Allah. Grant us hayatan tayyiba, my Allah. Let us see only that which is correct for us, my Allah. Our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our hands, my Allah. Our feet, our limbs, Ya Allah. Make us only do that which is correct, my Allah. That which will please you, my Allah. Ya Malik Kareem, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us with qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, give iman to our entire families, our children, our grandchildren, our entire nasal and zuriyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, let not a single one of them become murtad, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing amali salihah. Ya Allah, make us regard evil to be evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us see good to be good, my Allah. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا الله grant all of us afiyat salamati hifazat izzat aman chain sukoon rahat protection your marifat your qurb ya allah give us the sweetness of iman my allah the sweetness of begging from you my allah the sweetness of your dhikr my allah the sweetness of making sajda before you my allah ey malik kareem ya allah ummat bahut pareshan hal hai my allah Allah, you alone know best when Qiyamah is going to take place, my Allah. So many minor signs we have seen in front of us, my Allah. Day by day, my Allah, we are seeing more and more fitnas coming, my Allah. Protect us from all type of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Protect us, our families, our children, my Allah. Our dhurriyat, our offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide all of us, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. All those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. Grant them shifai, kamil, ajid, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them the highest of stages, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Those who are maqroos, they've got debts, my Allah. Help them to pay off their debts with ease, my Allah. You create that sabil for them to pay off their debts, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, there are so many young boys and girls of marriageable age, my Allah. They're looking for suitable partners, my Allah. You find them suitable partners, my Allah. And grant them, ya Allah, a blissful marriage, my Allah. A successful marriage, my Allah. A marriage that will bring sunnah in their lives, my Allah. Make them follow the footsteps of beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And grant them, ya Allah, pious children, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, forgive the ummah, my Allah. Help the ummah, my Allah. Especially those who are in different parts of the world. Ya Allah, where there is war taking place, my Allah. They're being massacred and butchered, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah, our masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters, my Allah. How long are they going to suffer like this, my Allah? Hey, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah. We ask you by your ismi azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, you are qadir and muqtadir, my Allah. You are ghalib, you never become maghloob, my Allah. You are samad and bayniyaz, ya Allah. Grant them victory now, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, sukoon in their lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, jahan bhi musalman pareshan hal ho, ya Allah, unki pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, we've got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. We've raised our hands, my Allah. We've got different tamannas in our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our desires, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham. مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله brothers and sisters in Palestine يا الله give them عافية my Allah give them سكون my Allah remove their difficulties my Allah provide for them from unseen sources my Allah يا الله give us موت المدينة الشريف my Allah may Allah you grant it to us my Allah موت المدينة الشريف بريل الجنة البقي my Allah grant us the شفاعت of رسول پاک صلی اللہ the holy water from his مبارک hands my Allah Allah make us enter جنة without any reckoning without any حساب كتاب protect all of us from عذاب of قبر عذاب of جهنم from every big and small fitna especially the fitnas of Dajjal Allah protect our children our grandchildren my Allah Ya Allah give them the correct mindset my Allah correct beliefs عقیدہ my Allah Allah, protect them, my Allah. Allah, there's so much of fitna taking place, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, you are well aware of what is happening, my Allah. Allah, we have become so helpless, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, we can only beg from you, my Allah. Allah, keep our izzat, my Allah. Our Nabi has made effort, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, as we coming closer and closer to Qiyamah, my Allah. So many people are leaving the fold of Islam, my Allah. Different ideologies, different thoughts they have in their mind and hearts. My Allah. Give us a pure deen, my Allah. Give us pure deen, my Allah. Give us good akhlaq, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on sirat-e-mustaqim, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from all evil people, my Allah. Duraham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Perhaps some person who is sitting here with ikhlas, my Allah. Oh, mother or sister listening at home, my Allah. Through their sincerity, accept all our du'as, my Allah. Hey, Malik, help us to prepare for more before more strikes now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulahat, qiyah, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki du'a, qabul farma. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين